Greetings. My name is Jason Marcellus, and I would like to take this time to talk about an informal phrase that is used in music, and that phrase is, "You'll hear it." Now, the musicians know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, there may be some people that aren't musicians that may not know that phrase, or maybe they've heard it and they don't know what it means. So that's why I want to talk about it. And I'm going to start this off with a story that I heard from my father some years ago. He was playing with a musician named Earl Bostick. This would be in the 1950s. And Earl Bostick called some song. I can't remember what it was. And then he starts stomping off the tune. And my father says to him, "I don't know it." And then Earl just says, "You'll hear it." Boom. Off to the races. The band starts and my father just had to figure out the tune. And honestly, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of that going on back then. Now, in later years, when my father was doing gigs and he would use music students, he would actually use "You'll Hear It" in a teaching way. So, for example, say if you're a bass player and there's a tune, a standard song that you don't know, what he would do is he would play an intro, which is he would play the song, but he would play it rubato. So you could listen at the chords and the melody and where are the chords going? Where's the song going? So then he plays it down one time and then he sets up the tempo and then you come in and you start playing the song. Now, sometimes the bass player may say, "Okay, oh wait, that was the wrong note. Oh, it's this note." Okay, or sometimes my father may throw in a substitution and, oh, you mean this chord, okay, and they'll laugh. But that's a positive way of challenging a musician's ears. So it's making him have to listen and try to hear his way through the tune. Now, another time, there was a musician that was playing on a tune, and the musician was thinking, "I don't know this tune." And so, but then, as the tune goes on, the musician realizes, "Wait a minute, that's the same chord changes from this other tune that I do know." And he said, okay, and that was a learning lesson for him. In another instance, one time my father called a tune that a musician did not know. And the reason he did that was because the musician on the previous tune, I think, was playing on a blues, and he was playing all these worked out phrases. And honestly, it wasn't very melodic. He was just kind of going through the motions. But then he had to play on a song that he didn't know. But, surprise, he played a better solo. Reason being, he had to listen to the chords. Where are the chords going? Where are the changes going? Where's this going? And so because he had to listen, he had to play more melodically. He couldn't just play these worked out phrases and fast runs or fast notes. And it was a better solo. And I'm like, oh, how about that? And so the point of all of that is the reason that this happens when a musician says you'll hear it in most cases is that, say, you're either on a gig and there was no time to rehearse a song, and then someone doesn't know the song, and you have these paying customers in the audience waiting for music, and you have to get some music started, and they'll just say, "You'll hear it." Sometimes they'll trust that a musician can hear it. Other times it's just, "We don't have time to rehearse. We got to go ahead and play this." Now, one positive about that, because some may complain and say, "Well, doesn't anybody have any sheet music?" And they should, but sometimes they don't. But one positive thing is that I think it is good for a musician to be in a situation where they are forced to use their ears. For example, if you're at a jam session and somebody calls a tune that you don't know, just try to play on it. Even if you say, "Well, I don't really know it, but I'll just try to hear it to see if you can listen at where's the harmony going and what is the melody." And then later you can say, "Okay, well, let me learn that song for next time." And there's one other story that I have that a musician told me. This guy was playing with some older musicians who was calling these standard tunes, and this guy would use the real book, right? So he's using the real book. So then the older musician saw that and said, "Okay, let's call some tunes that aren't in the real book that this guy didn't know." But then he realized, wait a minute, these chords are similar to these other tunes. These chord changes, these harmonies, and the chords I'm playing, they're similar to these other songs. Oh, and then he was able to use his ears to hear it. And then he had a better understanding of the music that way. So the point of this is to say that if you're in a situation where you have to ear it, just challenge yourself and see if you can do it. And not necessarily feel that you need to have sheet music or you need to be able to read something or use iReel. That's a whole other conversation. But sometimes when you're in those situations, you can use your ears and see where the harmony is going. And frankly, that makes you a better musician. And then you'll be able to hear it.